Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Welcome back inside TechCU Arena. The Barracuda fall tonight by a final score of 5-4 at the hands of the top team in the Pacific Division, the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Barracuda had a 3-2 lead at one point, but they fell into some undisciplined penalty trouble and that ultimately burned them as they would give up the tying goal and then the go-ahead goal. And the Firebirds, they caught an empty netter. Coachella would make it interesting with a minute to go, but they just didn't quite have enough when everything was said and done. And with the loss, the Cuda now stand at 17-24-8, still at 42 points. Coachella Valley, 30-13-4-2. They are up to 66 points on the year. And, Drew, as you look at this game, you look at these two teams. You got a team in first. You've got a team at the bottom of the division. You've got a team who went all the way to the Calder Cup Finals last year, and they proved that type of experience, discipline, and that ability to find a way, if you will. Yeah. And the Barracuda on the other side of the spectrum almost found a way to cough it up tonight as they give up a power play goal again to tie it up and then ultimately a go-ahead goal, which was a big goal, and the Firebirds win it.
I'm a big believer in critical moments in a game. There are critical moments in a game that if you excel at them, you are able to win most games. Critical moments in the game tonight were power play opportunities. When Coachella Valley was down 3-2 against the Cuda took penalties, and the Coachella Valley knew that that was their time. This is our chance to come back in this game. And their critical moment games, or the critical moments that they had, they won those critical moments, and they won the game. And the other side of it goes that if you are, it's game management is another way to put it. That there are peaks and valleys in games. There are swings of momentum back and forth in games. When it's late in a game or late in a period and you've got the lead, or you just make it smart. You don't get caught deep. You don't take an undisciplined penalty. And when it's going your way, you keep it rolling. But when it's not going your way, you simplify. Start putting the puck in the right place. Start putting the puck on the tape. And I thought that the game management tonight from the Barracuda wasn't strong. Conversely, you could credit, without a doubt, the Coachella Valley Firebirds for the way that they managed their game. They were very, very good. When they got the power play opportunities, they went after it, and they just pressured.
Perfect way to put it. It was an exciting game through the first couple of periods. It was physical. It was chippy. We saw a scrap in that first period. Chances on both sides, some solid goaltending in that second period from Magnus Crona. Firebirds would jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first period. At 3:28, Andrew Podorowski would rip home his 11th goal of the year, his team-leading 9th on the power play. Connor Carrick and Logan Morrison picked up the assist. Morrison was just getting starting on what would turn out to be a career night. Max McCormick would then make it 2-0 with his team-leading 24th of the year. Ryan Winterton and the aforementioned Logan Morrison would pick up assists on that goal. Cuda would find their game a little bit, though, halfway through that period. And on their second power play of the game, Kyle Rau would clean up a loose puck just to the left side of the crease. And he directed home to cut the lead in half, and for Rau, his 6th of the year. No-look feed, good thought, but it was out of the reach of Nathan Todd. Todd places it back into the corner. Quickly released by Castles, over the blade of Bortolo. Bortolo up top for McDonald. McDonald, one-timer, save made. They score on the rebound. Kyle Rau cleans up the loose change, and the Barracuda get a big response goal on the power play. That was when the game kind of turned in the first period. Barracuda cut the lead in half. They found their game after falling behind by two, and they'd score the next three straight goals. If you count that one, they'd light the lamp early in the second period to tie the score up. This time, it was Scott Sabourin, goals in back-to-back, his 12th of the year. And it skated to center. Sabourin veered along on the backhand, chased down Castles. Back for Sabourin, laid into the corner. Castles flicked along for Todd, picked off by Carrick. Todd has it for Sabourin. He scores! Barracuda had managed to tie the score up on that goal by Scott Sabourin, his 12th of the year. And then Nathan Todd, already a couple of assists, would give the Barracuda their first lead. At 4:25, he'd work down the right wing, and he'd snap one through the five hole of Chris Drieger. At the time, the Barracuda 2-for-4 on the power play after that team-leading 16th goal of the year from Todd. Could have tied the score on a Sabourin goal, trying to take their first lead. Here's Todd, works in, shoots, he scores! Shot along the ice, beats Drager through the five hole, and Todd's got his team leading 16th of the year. And the Barracuda have their first lead of the night. At that point, everything going in favor of John McCarthy's team. They had their first lead of the game in that second period. Still a long way to go, obviously, but the Barracuda did themselves absolutely no favors. Yeah. They take a couple of really tough penalties, undisciplined penalties. First, Ethan Cardwell battling away in front with Connor Carrick. He ends up taking a cross-checking penalty. That leads to the tying goal from Logan Morrison, his 11th of the season at 9:05. And then right at the end of the period, Scott Sabourin was given a cross-checking penalty at the 20-minute mark. So after the period had essentially expired, he'd take a minor. And on the ensuing power play to start the third, the Firebirds would score again with 6 seconds remaining on it. Once again, it was Logan Morrison, and Coachella Valley would not look back after that point.
You know, the one about Cardwell, he actually had hit the post just before that and then turned and then re-engaged, got a stick up, and then that one went the way it went the way you described. And the undisciplined play by Sabourin, that's just too much fire. That's just not being able to dial it back when you need to. We talked about that. That's what makes Scott who he is as a player. He has that fire, and sometimes it goes over the edge. The overall aspect of, though, was that undisciplined play in the end and an ineffective penalty kill at the end took away a chance for victory. But I will say this about the penalty kill. The Coachella Valley Firebirds have an outstanding power play. I know it's 17% only, but tonight it looked like it was about 28%. They were rolling with the puck. They were attacking downhill. They were re-engaging, getting the puck. They moved it quickly. They were very strong tonight when they had the man advantage.
Barracuda give up 3 power play goals for just the second time this season. Unfortunately, that unit that has struggled throughout the season continues its woes, and that turns out to be the big difference in the game. Morrison gives Coachella Valley the lead. The Firebirds would tack on an empty netter at 18:30 to go up 5-3. Things got a bit interesting right at the end as Jack Stanika tipped home his 4th of the year to cut the lead back down to 1, but it was too little, too late as the Barracuda fall tonight. Logan Morrison, the rookie forward, finishes his night with 4 points. He had 2 goals and 2 assists. He's now on the season up to 35 points on the year. Not a bad rookie season for the undrafted free agent. Seattle's been able to find a couple of diamonds in the rough in their short history, finding some undrafted guys. We saw that last year with the Firebirds, able to get some undrafted guys to contribute. But the Barracuda fall here tonight. They'll have to turn right back around on Friday and Saturday, so they won't have long to kind of sulk on this and worry about it too much, because you've got to get right back to work on Friday and Saturday against the Abbotsford Canucks.
And that's the great thing about the game is, you know, the coaches are the ones that will be upset and worried and ticked off. They'll be watching the video tomorrow morning, and then they'll make their decisions on what they need to do moving forward. The players get to just go relax, get yourself regrouped, make sure you get your nourishment, your rest, and then be ready for Friday and Saturday, because the Barracuda still have to be pushing to get the wins, because 23 teams make the AHL playoffs.
Big game on Friday and Saturday. We would like to remind fans, Friday is Military Appreciation Night. Barracuda going to don some awesome military sweaters on Friday, and the first 1,500 fans will receive a military appreciation coin. These things are heavy duty, real deal. Cool little giveaway coming up on Friday. Tickets still available at sgbarracuda.com/tickets. Final score here tonight, 5-4 in favor of the Firebirds. Let's go over our three stars. Coachella Valley's Andrew Podorowski opened up the scoring back of the first, finishes with 3 points. He had a goal, two assists, was a minus one, but had six shots on net. That was a team high. He is the number three star. Number two star for the Cuda, Nathan Todd, just continues to roll and provide that offense. He, too, had 3 points tonight, a goal, two assists, plus one rating, and four shots on net. And the number one star, no surprise, Logan Morrison. 4 points on the night, two goals, tied the score, then gave his team the go-ahead goal. It didn't turn out to be the game winner because of that late goal by Stanika, but he finishes with 4 points on the night. He was a major factor, and the Firebirds' power play was maybe the biggest factor in the game. They score three times in the advantage. They go 3 for 5. Cuda not too bad on the power play themselves. They go for go 2 for 7, but they kind of got away from some of the things that made them successful early in the game on the power play. And ultimately, they fall here tonight by a final score of 5-4. Drew's going to join me again on Friday. We've got pregame coverage starting at 6:30. Sharks are off, so we're again on the main channel on the audio network.
Yep.
And you can watch, of course, at HLTV.com. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. A big thank you to Drew, as always, for joining us.
Love it, buddy.
Barracuda will look to get back on track on Friday as they welcome in the Abbotsford Canucks. For Drew Amanda, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.